a word for you from Proverbs chapter 30 verses 24 and 26. There are four things which are little on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The rock badgers are a feeble folk, yet they make their homes in the crags. We are looking in this series at these particular creatures. God looks at four creatures, being the ants, the rock badgers, the locusts, and the spiders. We've looked at ants already. Now the rock badgers, for those of you who may not know it, perhaps in South Africa the closest we can get to it would be the dassie. There are different interpretations of the Hebrew word for rock badgers. They are also referred to as conies. Well, whatever they are, the Bible says they are a feeble folk, and yet they make their homes in the crags or in the rocks. And this is the wisdom that God is passing on to us. These are the creatures that God says are exceedingly wise, and we should learn from them. So, although the rock badger is extremely weak in itself, it can't defend itself against the fox and other creatures that would want to eat it, or humans that would want to destroy it, and yet it finds the perfect place for protection. It is by no mistake that God uses this as a direct translation for what we should be doing and how we should understand this, that we too are exceedingly weak, and yet God calls us to be exceedingly wise by hiding in the rock. Read Psalm 18 verse 2, where the psalmist says that the Lord God is his rock. Psalm 40 verse 2, Psalm 61 verse 2, where it refers to the rock being the defense, the ultimate defense for the one who hides himself in the Lord. In the New Testament, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4, it speaks about the Israelites, how they crossed the Red Sea and how the Lord was with them, and it says, and the rock was Christ. So it was the pre-incarnation Christ who was with them symbolically. And so we are called also to hide in the rock. Now, not literally like the badger or the dassie. We are called to find a hiding place in the Lord. We need to acknowledge that we too are weak, and that we are not able to defend ourselves from the powers of darkness, but only by hiding ourselves in the Lord, finding our ultimate protection in Him, can we withstand the weather and the dangers that are out there.